Your taxes hold the key.
Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, is making the necessary preparations to implement the third and final phase of its Revenue Administration Information System, RAIS, on September 5. With the implementation of Phase 3, you will be able to access the following online services: stamp duty and transfer tax, withholding tax, environmental protection levy, betting, gaming and lottery taxes, and trade and business licenses. These changes are all geared towards improving the taxpayer experience and efficiency and effectiveness of customer service delivery. For further information, call our Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your tax tip in 60 seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
The start of the new academic year is less than 3 weeks away, bringing lots of activities in homes, schools, and on the roads. In this edition of Get the Facts, we provide you with a few road safety tips for children to make back-to-school traveling a safer process. Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport and Mining, Canute Hare, is urging parents and guardians to make road safety a priority for their children as they prepare them to go back to school. Children being transported on motorcycles must be outfitted with a helmet, and those in cars, even if they're seated in the back, must wear a seatbelt.
As we look forward to the beginning of the school term, for us to protect our children. Already 15 children have been killed on the road network, 8 of which were passengers in the motor vehicle. And therefore, it means that these 8 children were, in all cases, they were not buckled up. Therefore, means that the persons who were transporting these children can be prosecuted for both breaches of the Road Traffic Act and also breaches of the Child Care and Protection Act.
Mr. Hare says safety while traversing the roads as a pedestrian is also important. Here are a few child-friendly road safety tips. When crossing the road, always remember to stop, look both ways, and listen for oncoming traffic whether you're an adult or a child, and always use pedestrian crossings when possible. If none are nearby, try to avoid intersections and blind spots. Parents should practice this habit with children until they feel confident that they've learned it and will practice it on their own. Parents should also accompany children to school until they become familiar with the route they're traveling, especially if it's the first time the child is going to school. Children should avoid using cell phones, especially when crossing roads, as phones reduce a pedestrian's awareness of their surroundings. Parents should also educate children on the dangers of playing on busy roads, which can lead to accidents with children running carelessly into traffic. Children should only walk on pavements or footpaths. If no pavements or footpaths are available, walk on the right-hand side of the road in order to see oncoming traffic. The road is not a play area, and serious injury or death can result from carelessness and irresponsibility. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us next week for more. Until then, stay safe on the roads.
Residents of Morant Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, August 27, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, 12 Church Street. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, August 27, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, Morant Bay.
Things are looking up for the manufacturing sector lately, you know. With the help of the Bureau of Standards, I was able to get my goods tested and certified to meet the import standards for the United Kingdom.
The Economic Partnership Agreement, financed by the European Union and implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, is overseeing the ISO 17025 accreditation of several food testing labs. The project is also helping local manufacturers export to new markets overseas, all part of a long-term growth strategy for the sector.
In the next 5 years, I can see our company growing tremendously. Thanks, EU. Thanks, PIOJ.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the GIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. GIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.